A África teve uma influência na minha música e a minha mãe sempre cantava para mim as músicas que ela sabia que aprendeu, africana, e eu sempre gostei desse som. E depois eu conheci os ritmos africanos, como o ritmo da África do Sul.
This was a period when black communities across the Americas were taking renewed interest in their African roots. In the United States, it was the era of black pride and an emphasis on black history. While in Africa itself, in the early 70s, guerrilla fighters in Portugal's colonies of Guinea-Bissau, Angola, and Mozambique were engaged in a bitter liberation war, a struggle closely followed in the former Portuguese colony of Brazil. All this had an impact on black Brazilians, particularly in Salvador, Bahia, which has the largest black population in Brazil. While singer-songwriters in Rio fought the military by trying to beat censorship, musicians in Salvador reacted by stressing their links with Africa. Playing a key role in this new movement was Gilberto Gil.
Getting back, that helped me to understand how African we were and how important actual African music would be for us, so that we could make the links and link the history. The exile helped me a lot to identify Africa, you know, in Brazil, in Africa, in Brazilian culture.
In Salvador, there are reminders of African culture everywhere. From the capoeira martial arts dance developed by the slaves to practice their fighting techniques without the Portuguese colonialists realizing what was going on, through to the candomblé religion, which is still widely practiced in Brazil, especially in Salvador, where the rhythms used in candomblé ceremonies influenced the earliest forms of samba. On his return from exile, Gilberto Gil sought out Filhos de Gandhi, the Sons of Gandhi, the most colorful candomblé practitioners in Salvador. They're a Bloco Afro, a black group who parade during carnival, and they adopted their name when one of their founders saw a film about the Indian leader.